This is Mike Breed at the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for December 2019. During the month, there were 2,634 single-family homes sold across the state, a 5.3% increase from December 2018. At the same time, the median single-family home price rose 4.2% on a year-over-year basis to $258,500. In total, 2019 saw 33,146 single-family home sales with a median sale price of $260,000, a 0.4% increase from 2018 and an 11-year high. Condo sales increased in December, spiking 11.7% on a year-over-year basis with 776 transactions. Meanwhile, the median condo price rose 8% to $175,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Yeah, happy to be here, Mike. You know, we've just finished the year, and so we've got a year-end wrap-up here.
So statewide, the median single-family home price has slowly but steadily risen over the last 4 years. What sort of factors may have contributed to these gains?
Well, a rising median price for single-family homes is certainly an encouraging sign. You know, it's an indication that there is a strong interest in making home purchase among consumers. The modest decline in home sales volume over the past 2 years would make you wonder if the market was failing in some way. But rising prices give a different story. Rising prices, even though the price rise is kind of small, it still tells us that people are willing to pay for a new home when they see something they really like. The problem may very well be the problem with the declining home sales volume. That problem may very well be that the inventory for homes for sale is not high and the choices may be scarce. So home sales have slipped while prices inch their way higher. Let's review the annual increases in median prices. We're talking about 4 years of increases. In 2016, prices rose 0.4%. In 2017, it was an increase of 1.6%. In 2018, it was 3.2%. And last year, it was a somewhat lower 0.4%. That's good. Even more impressive is the history in the second half of 2019. Prices increased in each of the last 6 months. In the first half of 2019, prices declined or had no gain at all in 5 of the 6 months. So the current trend is really very positive.
So now what do you think 2020 has in store for single-family homes?
I think it'll be another good year for real estate. It's an election year, so there's a good chance that the economy will continue to grow and maybe even get some extra stimulus. Interest rates have fallen in the past year, making homes more affordable. That's good, too. The economy and labor statistics about new jobs, unemployment rate, and earnings growth have all been rolling along nicely. And the stock market had an outstanding year in 2019. The only cloud on the horizon, I think, is some international concerns. Right now, it's with the coronavirus, maybe threats from Iran or North Korea or trade with China. And some of those things have given the market, the stock market anyway, jitters recently. But it would really take a major event to derail momentum in the short term. When I think about a more long-term, it seems inevitable that we'll have to deal more effectively with a huge deficit spending that we're currently undergoing, and the effect of climate change and infrastructure upgrades will also be expensive, and that could slow the economy down. But I think we'll probably just kick the can down the road for a while longer as we enjoy a booming economy just for another year or two.
Now, condo prices have also seen progressive gains over the last 2 years, but they're still more than 20% behind where they were at the housing market's peak in 2007. Do you think we'll ever return to the high water mark of more than $200,000?
Gee, that's hard to say. You know, condos outperformed single-family homes in sales volume and price appreciation last year, and that speaks well for the future of condos. But we have to keep in mind, condo prices remain well below their historic high. And it's hard to see a way to regain the peak that they achieved many years ago. And it's hard to imagine that happening in the next couple of years. You know, people who bought condos for more than the current market value, they're perhaps underwater on their mortgage. Even if they're not, they're reluctant to sell at a loss. And prices are well below what it would cost to develop new condo units. So an influx of modern condo developments seems unlikely as well. So given those circumstances, I think a slight but modest gain is possible and is the most likely outcome for the coming year.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for December 2019. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.